So the Heilige Mishnah Vayitam is Sechtes Nedarim, Perik Tes, Mishnah Hei. Paischen La'adam, B'Ksuvas Ishtoi. Okay, quick reminder of what we learned in Masechtes Ksubis, in Masechtes Yevamis, and many other Masechtes. Whenever someone gets married, there has to be a Ksuba. A Ksuba means that if he divorces her or he dies during her lifetime, she can collect from him or from his Yarshim a certain amount of money. There is also a halacha that if someone makes a neder not to have enough from his wife, he's mechuyev to divorce her. And if we can't figure out a way to be matir the neder, then he has to divorce her and pay her ksuba. So again, our Mishnah begins, poischen li'adam b'ksuvas ishta. The fact that a person has to pay his wife's ksuba could be a pesach to get him out of a neder. We're going to say to him, did you realize you're going to have to pay her ksuba? If you knew that, would you have made the neder? If he says, no, I wouldn't have made the neder, that's a good pesach, we can get him out of the neder. And the Mishnah gives us an example. Ma'aseh was taka story, be'echad shenader me'ishtei hanah. He made a neder, assuring himself to have enough from his wife. And me'mele, he was mechuyev to give her a get and pay her ksuba. Well, it turned out that he had a pretty hefty ksuba to pay. Was a ksubasa, her ksuba was arba me'ez dinarin, 400 dinarin. Balifnei Rabbi Kiva, he came before Rabbi Kiva and he asked, do I have to pay her? V'chivai litin laksubasa. Rabbi Kiva said, yes, you have to pay her, you have to give her her ksuba. Amalai, so he said to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi, shmayna me'ez dinarin, hiniach abba. My father left me and my brother a yerusha of 800 dinarin. V'natal achi arba me'ez, my brother took his 400, v'ani arba me'ez, this 400 for me, this is all the money I have. Loi dai, wouldn't it be enough? Shetitol he masayim and he masayim. I'll give her half. Let her take 200, and let me keep 200. Why do I have to give her all 400? It's everything I have. Omli Rabbi Kiva said to him, Afila ata moicher sar roishcha. Even if you have to sell the hair on your head for food, that's an expression. Even if your mamish have nothing left to sell, only your hair. Ata noisin lo ksubasa. You still have to give her ksuba. Omar Loi, so he said to Rabbi Akiva, like, oy vey, Ilya Yisa Yedeya, if I knew this, Ilya Yisa Yedeya Shu came that this is the halacha, Le Yisi Naida would have never made the neder. And that's all Rabbi Akiva needed to hear. Vehitira Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva heard this, he was able to be matir the neder. He doesn't have to divorce her now. So what do we see from the story? That making someone aware of having to pay the ksuba is a valid pesach. It's what a chacham can use to be matir a neder. So once again, chazring over our Mishnah, we learned there's the inyan of a ksuba. Whoever gets married, if you ever buy a chuppah, you'll hear they read the ksuba. And the ksuba says, like we learned in the Masechtas Ksubis and the Masechtas Yevamis, that if he divorces her or he dies during her lifetime, she can collect from him or from his Yarshim the money for the ksuba. Then there was a person who made a neder not to have enough from his wife, so he can't live with her anymore. And if they can't figure out a way to be matur the neder, he's mechuyev to divorce her and pay her the ksuba. So the Mishnah told us there was a story, Taka, such a person that did this, and his ksuba was a hefty sum, it was 400 dinarin. He came before Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, you have to pay. So he cried, Father left us only 800. And there were two brothers. 400 is all I have. Kiva says, I can't help you. You have to pay all 400 dinarim. But I won't have anything left for Panasa. So Rabbi Kiva, I'm sorry, even if you have to sell the hair on your head, that was just a saying. It doesn't part you from the chayv. He said, if I would have known that, I would have never made the neder. Beautiful, said Rabbi Kiva, now I could be matter the neder.